Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years.
Carol, listen to this.
Waylon, hang on, let me get rid of the housekeeping here real quick. Waylon Jennings, your artist of the day. Your keyword to cash is risk. R-I-S-K, text it into 72881.
Someone just wrote in and said, we had somebody leave their porch light on last night, mm-hmm. and then when we got up there, we were greeted with a lengthy sign explaining why they don't celebrate Halloween.
Why even bother with your light on then?
Nice job, jerks. You just tried to make a point to a bunch of seven-year-olds. You're a blank. Go hit yourself in the head with a hammer. That's the text. Why would somebody do that?
I don't know. That's awful. The kids don't care.
Nor would they understand whatever reason you're...
Yeah.
I would bet one of two things. Well, I think religion would almost have to play a role in it some way or another.
Which, again, a seven-year-old is not going to comprehend.
And not care about. They could be Jehovah's Witnesses. Jehovah's Witnesses don't do Halloween at all.
Fine.
Then turn the light off.
Exactly. Just don't participate.
Just turn the light off. You could be like... freakishly Christian, you know, zealot Christian, and you think this is, you know, sort of celebration of evil or celebration of the dead.
A pagan holiday, whatever.
You could be Muslim. I don't know. I don't know what Muslims think about Halloween. I have no idea.
Isn't it odd that Jehovah's Witness don't like people they don't know knocking on their door?
Anyway, the keyword to cash is risk, R-I-S-K. Text that into 72881. And you're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Hey, Rod, if you get a second, can you get me another one of them Gil Fulbright commercials? Somebody texted this in earlier today.
Said this guy was hilarious.
He's a satirist whose real name is Frank something.
Yeah, I got one right here.
All right, hang on. Wait. Let me explain this real quick. But he goes by Gil Fulbright, and he's running for office, but doesn't really know why he's running for office. And he spoofs all these commercials that you're hearing in and out and in and out lately. And is it clean? Have we checked it? Okay, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip a mouth with farts, and I approve this message.
That's awesome.
I fill up my mouth with farts. Fill up my mouth with farts. Sorry. Did not see that coming.
The look on your face when he said it the first time, you're like, wait, oh my God, did he just say that?
I'm fill up my mouth with farts. Philip. My mouth with farts.
Hello, Kara.
Hello, Dana.
Oh, my God. I have the latest poll. Not that we haven't broken down polls on this show since the days Shannon was here, but this one is incredibly tight. It's taken on Tuesday of this week. This is from Real Clear Politics, so you know it's good. This is the Kansas governor's race, of which I know Dana is incredibly enthusiastic about. Full disclosure, I went mostly Republican on my ballot today, but I did vote for Laura Kelly, even though I think Greg Orman would be the better choice, but I don't think he stands a chance in hell.
We'll come back to that.
And I can't vote for Kris Kobach. I've met Chris many times in person. He's a nice guy. I cannot do it. Even St. Margaret of Shawnee, who beats her Bible, is not voting for Kris Kobach. Here is, oh, God dang it, it refreshed. This is from Tuesday of this week.
Okay.
This is, you can find this poll on Real Clear Politics, so you know it's true. Kobach, 44. Kelly.
I'm gonna write this down.
Yeah, you're going to need to.
Okay.
Kobach, the poll's from Emerson, by the way. Usually pretty good. Kobach, 44. Kelly, 43.
And Orman?
8.
Okay. We're going to come back to this.
Here's one that is crazy. Kansas' second district, this is the one between Steve Watkins and
Paul Davis
the former minority leader in the House, if I'm not more Senate
Wait,
in Kansas.
Go back. Is Steve Watkins the one that held a rally in Topeka, invited Steve Bannon, and 22 people showed up, and that included the Capital Journal journalists?
I do not know that.
Well, sort of, except the Watkins campaign had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Steve Bannon just showed up, and then no one else came.
It was really weird.
Kansas 2nd District, Steve Watkins, and that is a more conservative district.
Okay.
That is the district that Sam Brownback represented in the U.S. House before he moved on to the Senate and then the governorship.
Currently Steve, held by Lynn Jenkins.
Right. Steve Watkins, 48. Paul Davis, 41. Here's one that shocks me. Not that she would be in the lead, but by this much, 3rd District, Kansas, Sharice Davids, 55, Yoder, 43. That's a 12-point difference.
That's a big one.
Now, this is according to Emerson, their latest polls.
However, and I have said this from day one, I believe nothing after the last presidential election.
Well, and when it comes to
you
polls,
could tell me that Santa
That's
Claus...
Great point. But
was polling directly behind one of the I don't believe
well but
any
let, and let me give you, let me give you a reason why I think you might be right. Okay, so Emerson does this poll on Tuesday. We're not talking politics, we're talking about politics sort of, more polling than anything else. On Tuesday the poll comes out where Davis is over, or check that, Watkins is over Davis 48-41. Okay, that's from Emerson. Yesterday, another poll was conducted on that very same race, this one by the New York Times and Siena University. Excuse me while I clear my throat. Davis, 41, Watkins, 37. It's flipped.
Well, and this is going to come down to sample size. Who are you asking? When are you asking? Well, there are just too many factors that go into these polls.
Yeah, and how many people are like me who get those and say, hey, do you want to do a poll? No. And I hang up the phone.
And is it only conducted on cell phones? Do they call people with landlines?
Right.
Do they just pull people
Because
pull,
honestly,
pull
Scott, that's a great point. If you are calling people with landlines, what does that suggest generally?
Under the age of 55.
Over the age of 55.
With landlines.
Oh, on landlines. Landlines. Over the age of 55.
Okay.
More
I was
like,
going to say over
more,
the age
more
of
likely to,
65.
More likely to vote Republican.
Correct. So that would really swing.
The only person I know that still has a landline is my mother.
I found out just the other day that one of my friends from college has a landline. And I was like, why?
We have one. We don't use it. And I never answer it. If you asked me the phone number for it, I could not tell you.
Really?
I have no idea.
Wasn't that the number you were calling your kids on for a while?
We have it in case, I guess, cell service is disrupted, but we were forced to take it. It came as part of a bundle.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have it. I have never answered that phone because when it comes in,
it's
it'll show you, if you're watching on TV, it'll show you the number. I never recognize the number. I don't give out the number. I don't even know the number. So if you're calling that number, you don't know that you're calling me because I don't know the number.
Do you have an answering machine still?
No.
Like if I called the number right now, would somebody pick it up?
No, I think it just rings and rings and rings. Oh, well, yeah, if somebody was home, they would pick it up. I don't know the number. I don't even know that I have it on my phone.
You don't know your own landline number?
I'm telling you, I do not know the number.
Hang on. Let me see if I've got it.
Landline. I do have it under home landline, but I don't even know if that's the latest number or...
Let's see what happens here.
I thought you were, like, losing the handset for a while.
I don't think the kids will answer the landline.
You talking to me?
Wasn't that a thing? Maybe it was a couple years ago.
It was after my son had a seizure. Actually, this is where it was bundled. But
hang on, if somebody answers, I got to tell them they're on the air. It's legal.
Because we couldn't find the cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to answer the phone.
They're like, why is this machine ringing?
What do I do with it?
The person you have dialed can't take your call now.
I don't even know if that's the real number.
Huh.
It's the number I have written down here. You just reminded me something. If you need to call 911, the landline is still a really good option.
Well, yeah, especially with all the cell phone issues we've had lately.
Well, I told you, one of my girlfriends called 911, and they ran her all over the city. Stand by. We're sending you to Kansas City. She's like, I'm not in Kansas City.
That's the only reason I kept it for a long time, and then I realized I've never used this phone.
Yeah.
And it rings a lot, and then the number shows up on my TV, and it's...
It's somebody wanting money.
Oh, that was it, Rod. That was the other agenda item that you and I are going to run on, because no politician apparently has the stones to do it. We will ban telemarketing. It is off the map lately.
How many calls have you gotten this
today?
Week?
Today? How about we just do today?
Okay, just
how
today.
How do you download
five.
That thing? You've got to be kidding me.
Five. And those are just the ones before we went on the air. Obviously, I don't answer my phone when we're on the radio.
He got one the other day while we were on the air from Coffeyville, Kansas. Then we went to break. He answered it. And he goes, you're calling from Coffeyville. He goes, that's odd. There are only 1,600 people who live in Coffeyville.
Well, no.
It's hard to believe you have a telemarketing call center
there. It was a smaller town than that, like Williamsburg, Kansas or something. I said, I'm looking it up online. There are five people that live there. Finally, the guy admitted to me he was calling me from Los Angeles. Now, I think he was calling me from New Delhi. Don't ask me how I know.
We keep trying to film the call coming in because I want the Indian man who yells an expletive. It's happened to Scott, and it's happened to my husband.
Your husband got
and I was polite.
My husband said, I'm in the news business. The IRS does not call. I know that. I know this is a scam. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, blank you.
Yeah, he did that to me, too.
I go, wow.
It's probably the same guy.
Maybe it is the IRS.
576-7798. Kara Markser on her last day for the next 3 months.
Woo-hoo.
Good luck.
Thanks.
We're pulling for you,
kid. We're going to need it.
Yeah. They're pulling him out, and we're pulling for you. Rod Babcock, Dana Ryan, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Hey, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. They are the best in the business. I know this because one of my friends just took her car to Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs, and that car came back looking brand new. I've also been out there many times. Dale's a personal friend, and I've watched his crews at work, and they are the best. Here's the number. It's 816-228-1855, and the work at Dale's in Blue Springs is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you.
I don't, but I think a lot of people are thinking this. I got a text today about it, and I'm curious what you think. And I don't care what side of the state line you live on, because I think we have had this from time to time where you have a third-party candidate who is very likable, is very knowledgeable.
I'm going to have a retort to this, but go ahead.
Very likable, very knowledgeable. I loved the guy. I met him.
You were the one who invited him in here.
Liked him, and I found it interesting we're going to have this third-party independent candidate.
Actually, there are five candidates running for governor in the state of two independents, a Libertarian, Democrat, Republican.
When you have, and historically we've seen this before, Ross Perot, when you have a very close race, like we have, I believe you said the numbers were
44 for Kobach, 43 for Kelly, 8 for Orman.
43. Orman is polling at 8. Even if the polls are off, and I mean pretty drastically off, they're not going to be off 50 points for him or six. I mean, something that would be significant.
He's not going to win. Greg Orman will not win.
So he's polling at 8. Okay. Let's benefit of the doubt him and let's say he takes 10% of the vote. Okay. 10%. We'll make it round.
All right.
Where would that 10% have gone?
Okay.
And there are a lot of people asking this today since the new poll says he's at 8. Let's say it's 10. Where would those voters have gone? And maybe the answer is nowhere. Maybe they don't vote. Maybe they vote for the Libertarian candidate. I don't know. If you could figure that out, you would make billions of dollars as one of these political polling people. I don't know what I want him to do. I don't think he'll get out, but there are people screaming, please get out.
Sure they are. Here's the problem. And the people who are screaming, please get out, are the people that really want Laura Kelly to win because they
You don't know that those people are going to go to her.
I understand, but they obviously have reason to think it. Laura Kelly has even started blasting Greg Orman in some of her political advertisements that came out this morning, okay, saying he's part of the status quo too. He's like Kobach, all this other stuff. So she's clearly trying to pin Orman onto Kobach so that you think that the two of them are basically one in the same, if you will. Here's my problem with this, and I don't want to talk about a specific candidate, Greg Orman or Laura Kelly or the Kansas governor's race in particular. I just always like to note the hypocrisy in America when I see it. And the people who want Greg Orman out are the ones who want Laura Kelly to win because they think more votes are going to go to Orman that would have potentially gone to Laura Kelly than to Kris Kobach. But then here's something else I always hear in America. I wish we had more choices.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't just the two-party system. I hate the two-party system. I wish we had more choices. And then when you get more choices, you want the other choices to get out because the guy you really kind of like is about to lose. So what is it, America? Do you like the two-party system that we have? And you wish these third-party candidates, because there are five people running for governor in Kansas, if you don't count the write-in, do you like them or do you wish we had more choices?
Wish we had something other than the Democrat and the Republican, because I'm kind of down the middle.
What do you want, America? Because you're giving me conflicting points of view.
But if you are that candidate polling at 8, Scott, do you not think to yourself,
You've been running around the state. You might as well get to the finish line.
I'm never going to win this. What does my candidacy mean for those who are left? Or
I can't stand either one of them. Screw them both.
I can't stand either one of them. I'm staying in.
576-7798. Americans are always talking about wanting more choices, but your other choices never seem to get your support. Man, we sound like a bunch of hypocrites, don't we? 576-7798. Newsroom, Kara Marxer.
Deadbeat parents getting some help to get back on track. More next.
Dana right here for Dr. Tague in the Center for Nutrition in Leawood at 135th and Row. Even if you ate a little bit of Halloween candy last night, Dr. Tague will help you get back on track. It's one of the things he'll tell you. This is a marathon, a lifestyle change with medically managed weight loss. You want a couple of Snickers on Halloween night? That is completely fine. With medically managed weight loss, Dr. Tague is there to get to the bottom, the root cause of your weight loss struggle. Whether it's your metabolism, a vitamin deficiency, a thyroid issue, he will help you figure it out for the long term. So not only can you lose the weight, you can keep it off. I got a girlfriend down more than 50 pounds. Give Dr. Tague a call. 913-814-8222 is the number to call. 913-814-8222 for your free consultation. You tell them Dana sent you.
4:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Parents who owe child support have had the warrants against them dropped as part of the Clay County Prosecutor's Office second amnesty program. They contacted 270 non-custodial parents and offered to drop the charges against them if they paid off some of their outstanding child support. About 40 people took advantage. Ahead of Tuesday's elections, President Trump using immigration as the driving force of the Republican campaign strategy. Speaking at the White House this afternoon, he stressed the urgency of blocking a caravan currently heading toward the U.S. from entering the country.
Most of these people, we have no idea how they got there, why they got there, and the number is actually going to be a much larger number as we look at all of the data.
We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. My friends at KC Smile was just out there yesterday meeting with all the great people at KC Smile, and they are committed to improving and making over your smile. Over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Hedley has done unbelievable transformations for people who were simply unhappy with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph sessions with the grandchildren. I know there are moms out there. You've put everything ahead of yourselves. Now the kids are grown up, they're out of the house, and it's time for you to do something for yourself. Why not spoil yourself with a beautiful new smile? You've been embarrassed for so long. Dr. Hedley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. And your free consultation includes digital imaging that will show you how your smile will look after the dental procedure. This is a pain-free process. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com.
Thin clouds will give way to a cloudy overcast by dawn and a chance of rain as well by morning. It'll be light, it'll be spotty, but still thinking at least about a 40% chance you're going to run into those showers, depending on how early you get up. Because as the daytime hours go on Friday, the clouds will leave and so will the rain. 40 in the morning, afternoon high of 55 degrees. That rain should be out of here by mid-morning or early afternoon. Saturday, most of the day looking pretty dry, 58, but chances of showers coming in late overnight and then ending on Sunday with a high then of 56. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It's 59 right now at KCI, 56 in Blue Springs, 57 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Text line, see, this is where her the Wichita, see, folks, we got to pay attention, man. You got to pay attention or just don't vote. Seriously, if you're not going to pay attention, don't vote.
I'm going to ask you one thing. Per the How many people understand, Scott, things like should you retain this judge and why?
No, and you know what I did on those? I just went right past them. I didn't vote yes or no on any of them because I don't know who they are.
Okay.
I used to vote straight no, and then I realized, you know, you could be voting to get rid of a really good judge.
That's fair.
I vote only on people that I know. For example, for state treasurer today, you will be proud to know that there is a write-in candidate for Kansas State Treasurer.
Oh, is there?
His name is Scott Mayo Parks.
You wrote in yourself?
I didn't know who they were.
Okay.
I'm not a straight ticket voter all the time. I voted more Republican than Democrat today, but I did vote for Laura Kelly, but I did vote for Kevin Yoder.
Okay.
All right. And then on the lower ballots, I went mostly Republican. In fact, if not almost exclusively. But when I got to the judges, I don't know who they are. So I just skipped them.
Okay.
And on my ballot, it just said no vote. because I don't want to keep a bad judge and I don't want to throw out a good one.
That's fair.
I don't know. I have not done my research on the judges.
Nobody does their research on the judges.
And so I just didn't vote on them.
Unless you're a lawyer practicing all the time in front of them.
Right. And you may have a personal beef or a personal like. But somebody just wrote in, per the Wichita Gazette, Orman pulled out of the Kansas governor's race 2 days ago and threw his support to Kelly. Now, two things about this text.
Not true.
It's flatly false, by the way. Number one, Orman did not pull out of the Kansas governor's race. One of his top campaign officials pulled out of the campaign and threw his support behind Laura Kelly.
Correct.
Greg Orman is still running for Kansas governor. That's a fact. Secondly, I've heard of the Wichita Eagle. I ain't never heard of the Wichita Gazette. So all I'm asking, and I'm being dead serious, and I'm not talking down to anyone. If you have strong political convictions or even political convictions, they don't even have to be strong, and you like certain candidates, then go and vote. But if you don't know what you're doing, don't vote. Do a modicum of research other than watching a TV commercial. Because if that's
where... Well, because that is not research.
If that's where you're getting your information, you are woefully uneducated. Because according to what I've seen, Claire McCaskill and Josh Hawley are both the devil incarnate. And so are Kevin Yoder and Sharice Davids. They're all evil.
Yeah, but Scott, I'm going to say this. I think if you, especially those who are early voting, those are educated voters. You are not going to take time out of your day to figure out where you are supposed to go. If you are completely checked out.
You get a postcard in the mail that tells you where to go.
If you are completely checked out of what's going on, I don't think those people are going to vote. To take time out of their day, if you're early voting, that does not match your card. My card says a church down on State Line. Early voting was at Hilltop.
Well, but early voting is at selected few places throughout the county.
But my point is, you would have to at least be interested enough to figure that out, track that down, go, okay, I'll go today. I've got some time over my lunch hour. I don't think if you really don't care, I don't think those people are voting. I don't. Now, I think most people don't educate themselves about the judges. And man, there were like 15 of them.
Yeah. And then 15, I just hit next, waiting for the end of it. Thought it would never end. But I'm not going to vote for somebody or against somebody because I don't know who they are. That's why when he got to the state treasurer, never heard of either one of them. So I just wrote in myself.
Oh, God.
Well, at least I got one vote.
Okay.
Scott Schwab got my vote for Attorney General, or no, Secretary of State.
Yeah.
I like him. I've known him for years, casually. I feel sorry for the guy. I feel so sorry for him. But I'm not going to vote for people I don't know. But Greg Orman has not dropped out of the race, although he did say to the Kansas City Star editorial board yesterday, and I quote regarding Kris Kobach, his incompetence scares me. That sounds to me like somebody who may be dropping out.
Why would you say that?
For him to go after Kobach like that and say his incompetence scares me, but not to go after Kelly is hard, knowing you can't win. I don't know.
But don't you think most third-party candidates do so on principle that people want a different choice? They are tired of the two-party system. I applaud him for running because I think it so rarely works.
Okay. And that gets back to my previous question. You just said, don't you think third-party candidates, and I'll paraphrase you a little bit here, don't you think third-party candidates run because people are tired of a two-party system? Yes, to an extent. Why do they rarely win? Because how many times have you heard people say, whether it's on this radio program or other radio programs or on television news broadcasts, I'm so sick of only having two people to choose from.
Right.
And then when you're given a third, somebody,
or a fourth or a fifth.
And if anybody flew in the middle of a Kansas governor's race, it's Greg Orman. He's not a conservative, but he's not a liberal. And yet, no one is going to vote for Greg Orman. He is polling at 8%.
Well, I say 8% no one. 8% of the people are going to vote for him.
Yeah, 8%. That's single digits. If we had ratings like that, we'd be fired. So everybody says, and not everybody, but a lot of people say, well, I wish we had more people to vote for. I wish we had more options. And then when you get more options, nobody wants to vote for them.
But is it because people think, in my heart, I like a third-party candidate.
But I know they can't win.
I like what he has to say. I know he can't win, and I'm scared of this other crazy person candidate. So when they are in the privacy of that booth, when it comes right down to it, do you give your vote to X candidate? Because you know that the third party candidate is unlikely to win. And maybe that's why they poll so low, because in, you know, in the privacy of a poll where you're anonymous, you can say, when it really comes right down to it, I'm probably going to vote for Laura Kelly or whoever.
Yeah. Brad in Olathe. Hello, Brad.
Hi, guys. How's it going today?
Hi, good.
I am so glad you're bringing this up, because I actually have been trying to do my own research on the candidates and be an informed Johnson County Olathe citizen.
Well, let's do that. Brad, wait, let's do this. Just read me off the list of the ballot, and I'll tell you who to vote for.
Scott Parks.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, sure. Well, I think you already told me your votes, and since I agree with you 100% of the time, I'm pretty sure I'll just go that way.
Okay.
I was really wondering if you guys had a place that you've been able to find some good information that's not really biased one way or the other, and how you guys would recommend doing some research on your own.
Here's what I would do. That's actually a really good and interesting question, and I hope you're sincere. I would go to as many places as I possibly could, knowing full well that half of the things any candidate says they're never going to do because they can't or they won't, okay? So don't put all your eggs in the basket thinking, oh, you know, they're going to stop immigration, or they're going to lower my taxes, or they're going to expand health care in America, or they're going to protect women's reproductive rights. They're all full of crap. They're all. So just know that going in. I'm not trying to depress you as you go to vote, Brad. You sound young, by the way. Are you a young voter?
I'm 36.
Oh, okay. You're a little bit older than you sound, but I would go as conservative within reason on my political reporting, and then go as liberal within reason with my political reporting, and then the truth lies somewhere in the middle.
And I will say this, Brad, I still, and I'm a newspaper person, I still look at the paper, and I know the Kansas City Star has moved way further toward the center.
That's true.
And they have not endorsed all Democratic candidates.
That is correct.
Go and look at, and their reasoning behind it. They wrote.
They used to.
They wrote a lot this year about the candidates they are endorsing and why. You know, and it's just like if you're a teacher, look who your teacher's union is endorsing. If you are, you know, it depends on what your issues are. I would look to those depending on your profession or persuasion. But the Star did not endorse a straight Democratic ticket.
No, but they do tend to go a little bit more Democrat than they do Republican these days, even though I agree with you, they have moved more to the center. I don't know that there's a local version, Brad, that I can give you. As far as the judges go, that's a nighttime of literally a nighttime. I mean, all night going through past case logs and stuff.
Nobody's going to do that. Nobody
does that. So I just don't vote on judges. I don't know anything about them. And so I just pass on them. But the other people, I mean, try to find the closest thing that you respect locally to the Wall Street Journal, whether that's a blowhard from Lansing on the radio, and the closest thing that you respect to the Washington Post on the radio or in print locally, whether that's the Star or Dana Wright or whomever, and I can guarantee you somewhere in the middle you will find the truth.
Well, guys, I appreciate the input very much today, and I very much enjoy the show.
Hey, God bless you, man. Thank you, Brad. You be good, all right, brother?
All right, boy.
They are endorsing the Republican State Senator Vicky Schmidt for Kansas Insurance Commissioner. They have they. What is their endorsement in the Yoder Davids race? Do you remember, Scott?
No, but I wouldn't be shocked if they went with Sharice Davids.
Even though I think
Yoder's the better candidate.
I think you might be surprised on that, because they did a wrap on the debate, and it was not favorable to her. Let me see if they've endorsed either one of them yet. I'm just curious.
I would love to know. And I'm not saying Cherise Davids is a bad candidate. I couldn't go that liberal. And it's rare when I go Democrat, but I couldn't go that liberal.
They have endorsed Cherise Davids.
They have. Mm-hmm. Okay, on what grounds?
It says difficult choice for voters. Our choice is Cherise Davids, based in part on her policy positions.
What are they?
She was raised in a military family. She was a White House fellow. Hers is an extraordinary story. Some have suggested she's too liberal for the job and too liberal for Kansas.
I think she's too liberal.
Our visit with her suggests the opposite. Davids was focused, informed, confident, and more centrist than even the campaign narrative suggests.
So then is she playing to then a hard left base? And by the way, you know, I think it's fantastic that her mom was in the military. I think it's fantastic she grew up in part at Fort Leavenworth. Growing up in the military does not qualify you for public life.
It doesn't hurt.
Then I'm qualified to be a congressman from the 3rd District because I don't know if you've ever heard this.
Yeah, I grew up in a military family.
Mm-hmm. Dana. Mm-hmm. I never served. Mm-hmm. But I guess I'm qualified to run for the 3rd District.
Yeah, but you got all that German collusion hanging over your head.
Did I tell you I lived in Germany when my dad was in the military?
Collusion.
Chris Kobach's got it. If I'm going to criticize both sides, Chris Kobach's got one that says Kansas born and bred, and he's walking through a field. Chris Kobach is a former lawyer from Overland Park. I don't know when he ever sat in a tractor. I bet I've sat in more tractors than Chris Kobach.
Well, but they all roll their sleeves up and walk through the cornfield. And
I mean, he's wearing more flannel than Nirvana in this commercial.
Yeah, which one said this week, I come from an agriculture family?
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
It means my dad was a farmer, but I went to law school. 576-7798.
Hey, now is the time to get out to Nebraska Furniture Mart for an incredible appliance sale. Everything appliance. And let me tell you, I know that because we just went out and bought a new oven and microwave and the little warming drawer that comes with it. Go now. The only name you need to know for appliances, especially with huge Black Friday savings, is Nebraska Furniture Mart. Those savings have already started for Black Friday. The more you buy, the more you save on major appliances. In fact, save $100 up to $600 on select major appliance bundles. Save up to 65% off suggested retail on select major appliances. Plus free delivery and basic setup on qualifying purchases $299 or more. Save even more this holiday season. They got 24 months financing on qualifying purchases $499 or more. Check out more than 700 on display. You are sure to find the right appliance for your budget. And their selection's all in one spot. It makes it so easy to compare. The Mart's knowledgeable sales professionals and installation service make the entire process easy. Remember, now is the time to get Black Friday savings on appliances at Nebraska Furniture Mart. See the store for details.
Oh, next Tuesday night, where are you, my friend? Let's get this over with. Ugh. Scott, did you vote for Kelly because you like her or to keep Kobach out? To keep Kobach out.
You know, you have to remember, and someone asked on the text line, and it is a legitimate complaint, why do you despise? And they use the word despise, and that is not an overstatement. You have to remember 35,000 law-abiding legal Kansas taxpaying residents were kicked off of the rolls under his watch. That could have been your mother, your grandmother. Remember they made an old woman come in with her family Bible? She was like 98 years old to prove she lived here.
Yeah.
They didn't have an issued birth certificate for her back in 1915 or whenever she was born. I don't like voter suppression.
Scott, you yourself said if you let one candidate on, you have to give equal time to the others. Now that you're running, let's have a debate. I'm not running. I just wrote myself in because I didn't know who the other people were. I'm not running, and I ain't going to win.
He wrote himself in, Kara.
I didn't know who they were.
Who does that? Like, honestly, who does that? Also, you're 12 hours away from having a baby.
Yep.
I wrote myself in for state treasurer. You know why? Because I didn't know who they were. I never heard of either one of them.
Why did you just not vote then in that category?
Because I think I would make a fine state treasurer.
Says the man who had to have me help him figure out his health insurance.
And thank you for that.
You're welcome.
He couldn't even find the website.
Well, but
yet
once
he
I...
he wants to be your state treasurer.
Risky.
He literally
Scott
goes,
Parks
what am
couldn't
I doing
find his
wrong.
Own HR website.
What am I doing wrong?
And no,
I walk over and I click two buttons and it pops
well. And here's the most embarrassing part.
Scott Parks forgot the .com.
Wait, here's the most.
Yet wants to be your state treasurer.
Here's the most embarrassing part. I go through and I fill everything out, and half of the time I'm looking over to Kara and I go, "Do I want this or not?" And Kara goes, "No, just decline it." And so I decline it.
You decline death and dismemberment?
Yes,
I went all in for that one.
No, I'm not planning to be dismembered.
He didn't like that one.
And so then I get done with my sign up. Tell everybody this is a true story when I say this. I get done and they give you like, it comes up on the screen. It tells you everything you've accepted.
Yeah,
everything.
It's like a ballot.
And I said, Kara, come over here, please. And she comes over and I go, is this good? And Kara looks at it and she goes, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. That's how I did my health insurance yesterday.
And then he finished it and it came back to like the home screen and he goes, I don't know what's going on.
I don't do computers, man.
Do you know my grandfather, when he died, had an active accidental death dismemberment policy? My grandmother found it, okay?
Yeah.
Called the insurance company, and she's like, he's passed away. You know, can we have this $5,000, a tiny little policy? She said, well, how did he die? And she said, well, he had a massive heart attack after surgery. No, that's not death or dismemberment. Mm. Like, it had to be...
Well, he died.
It had to be something horrifying, like you got struck by lightning or hit by a car. Or...
Speaking of cars, that's your keyword this hour, car, C-A-R. Text that into 72881. Let's get to the newsroom and Kara Markson.
Happening now on KMBZ, the president suggests the military should use deadly force to handle the migrant caravan. Details next.
Tannerite for Seal Once KC. Oh, winter is coming. I can feel it outside. It's coming. Call Seal Once KC. Have all that stuff done before winter gets here. I saw a neighbor the other day actually having their driveway sealed. Seal Once KC will come out and permanently protect and beautify all of those outdoor areas of your home. Your deck, your driveway, your big expensive privacy fence. That's a big one. Have them come out and permanently seal those items. They offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. Then once winter gets here, move inside. They will do your garage floor, your basement floor with that permanent polymer decorative coating. It looks amazing. We just cleaned our garage out, and that floor looks exactly the way it did the day they put that thing down. Easy to clean, non-slip texture, just looks great in the garage. Call them today, 816-942-3927. 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call. Get that 20% discount. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.